With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Iran launched several attacks today, triggering sirens in Tel Aviv and elsewhere, but there were no immediate reports of casualties. Saudi Arabia said it destroyed six ballistic missiles that were launched toward a major U.S. and Saudi-operated facility. In the Strait of Hormuz, a cargo ship was hit with a projectile and set on fire. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the war against Iran may result in a struggle similar to the one that the U.S. had with the former Soviet Union.
We understand here the Americans have the scars of Iraq and Afghanistan and these so-called endless wars. But a much better example would be the Cold War, which took decades. And America kept up the pressure on the Soviet bloc, and eventually that bloc fell.
Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Correspondent Bernie Bennett tells us that filling up at the gas pump is up sharply since the start of the war.
The cost of the Iran war is hitting Americans squarely in the wallet and aggravating people across the political spectrum.
People argue the president has nothing to do with gas prices, and I agree with that, no matter who the president is.
Not really much I can do to deal with it, unfortunately. Just got to fill it up, eat the bullet, and hope that the prices go down in the future. That's all I can really do.
Patrons at pumps in Pennsylvania and Florida. The national average gas price was $3.48 a gallon on Monday, up from $2.90 a month ago, according to tracking by AAA. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Some air travelers have faced long hours in security lines at busy airports as the partial government shutdown continues. Most checkpoints use federal TSA screeners. They are working without pay during the shutdown. Violent weather slammed parts of Illinois and Indiana, downing trees and power lines in an area south of Chicago. One twister struck near the Kankakee Fairgrounds, then went to Aroma Park, where it caused extensive damage. This is SRN News. Young people are more engaged in church, as we hear from correspondent Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 40% of America's Protestant pastors say they see more millennials and members of Generation Z showing up to worship services and participating in the life of their congregation. The churches that are most likely to see increased engagement by young adults are big ones, those led by younger pastors, and those outside the mainline Protestant denominations. Both males and females are responding. Michael Harrington reporting.
Uber has launched a feature allowing both women riders and drivers across the U.S. to be matched with other women for trips, expanding a pilot program aimed at addressing concerns about the safety of its ride-hailing platform. Both Uber and Lyft have faced thousands of reports of sexual assaults over the years. The program is being challenged by transgender groups because Uber says it relies on the gender. This is SRN News. A New York federal judge is urging over two dozen states to settle their antitrust claims against Ticketmaster and its parent company.
This after the Justice Department reached a deal and dropped out of an ongoing trial. Dan Wall, a lawyer for Ticketmaster parent Live Nation Entertainment, told Judge Aaron Zubermanian on Tuesday there was no chance all states would quickly settle. He said he based his assessment on the nature of discussions between the ticketing and entertainment giants and the states over the past week. Still, the judge persuaded lawyers for both sides to negotiate in Manhattan federal court. Keith Peters, Washington.
FIFA expects Iran's national team will be allowed to come to the United States this summer to compete in the World Cup. There's been some doubt about Iran's participation because of the war. The head of FIFA spoke with President Trump last night and received assurances the team can come. SRNNews.com.